Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Yeah, sitting in these Crossbreed Holster studios with you today. How the heck are you? You know, sometimes the best radio is the radio you don't get to hear. Now, I don't know if you live listeners on the website were able to hear any of the conversation that Sean and I were having. Sometimes you get the raw feed. Sean, my board op producer down in Dallas. Sean, bring your mic live. How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well. How about you?
Doing good. Hey, listen, did any of the website listeners on the live stream, which, by the way, you can hear at armedamericanradio.com, and you can click the Listen Live buttons, and we come up 6 minutes after the top of the hour, 4 o'clock Eastern, 1 o'clock Pacific, every day, or on radio stations around the country at various different times. Check the site for listings. Did anybody get the live stream? Were they hearing part of our raw conversation prior to going on air?
No, they weren't.
Okay, well, that's probably not a bad thing, and I'll tell you why. What I'm talking about is Sean and I like to, you know, I like to barbecue and grill while armed, right?
Yes.
Well, I gave you a smoked meatloaf recipe, which I've given out on the air before, I think. And so I'll tell you in radio land that Sean was and I were talking. He says, hey, I made that meatloaf last night. I said, oh, did you? How'd you like it? He goes, well, he says, I'm still not convinced on the two cheeses. And I said, two cheeses? What are you talking about? He says, well, yeah, the recipe called for Parmesan and I think cheddar cheese. I said, no, no cheddar cheese in my meatloaf recipe. So what did you do there, Shanto?
I actually added some cheese to it, and it's not bad, I have to admit.
Well, I tell you what, now I like cheese. I wouldn't have added it to I'm getting a feedback there, a loop there, but I wouldn't have added it to the recipe, but I certainly wouldn't be adverse to putting a slice of cheddar on a meatloaf sandwich or something like that. But I can't see the cheddar, the shredded cheddar in the meatloaf mixture would not do it justice.
Well, see, now you have to understand it's mixed in with it. So actually, you know, my wife was helping me make it. So she kept saying cheddar cheese. I'm like, what are you talking about? Because I kind of hit me hard. But you
Let
know,
me tell you something.
As a foodie and, you know, with my own show, I try to play with recipes anyway, just to kind of get a sense of a different taste. I like to play with food, so to speak.
Well, there's no cheddar cheese in my meatloaf recipe, and don't ruin my meatloaf recipe. This is a smoked meatloaf recipe that is absolutely, let's just say that my neighbors love me, and when they know I'm cooking it, I cook it in 6, 8 to 10 pound batches because I wind up giving a lot of it to the neighbors. It's that good.
Yeah.
And there's two different ways, well, actually three different ways to cook it. You can put it in the oven. If you do that, you'll need to add some liquid smoke. If you're interested in the recipe, shoot me an email, mark@armedamericanradio.org, and I'll be more than happy to give it to you, show you where you can find it.
I'll say this. It's the first time I've ever made meatloaf with barbecue sauce. I'll give you that.
Well, I'm not going to go into all the details here. Suffice to say, it's the best meatloaf.
Yes.
When you don't put cheese in it like you did, it's the best meatloaf you've ever had. It is award-winning. It's won at major Kansas City cook-off, so it's the real deal.
Yeah, you just keep on messing with my cheese. I will perfect it.
Well, that's okay. It's already perfected. It's already won awards, so we'll just leave it at that. But if you want to play with it, I have no problem with that. I'd be interested to see how it turns out. But if you're interested in the meatloaf recipe, you let me know. mark@armedamericanradio.org, and I'll be more than happy to forward it to you or to give you some of the recipe, but you have to let me know that, and you have to agree that you will not publish it anywhere. So,
and here's one thing: I did the oven part of it because I couldn't get my grill to fire up on time. So,
well, see, now you all right? Now this is a whole different ballgame. Cheese and meatloaf in your oven. Now this ain't smoked meatloaf. This ain't barbecuing while armed. This is cooking at Sean's house, and that's unacceptable. Cooking at Sean's house is a big difference than barbecuing while armed.
Well, I don't call it try this dish for nothing.
I wear a Smith & Wesson 686 or a Glock when I'm grilling and barbecuing while armed. What do you wear, a napkin in your pocket?
This would be perfect for a little 22 target practice because you're trying
okay.
to practice.
All right. Oh, I don't even know the 22. Don't think your meatloaf would do the justice of the 22. Okay, that's okay. We're fun and we're having some fun with you. This is a serious program today, and there might be some redundancy. If you listened to the Monster broadcast yesterday, and I hope you did, you heard me talking about the TSA story, record seizures at security checkpoints in airports. And I made a decision today. You see, I can't live with myself as the host of Armed American Radio if just only one Armed American Radio listener, if you become that person that the TSA is writing about. This is simply the most preventable incident, period. It's preventable. There is absolutely no excuse for having some TSA goober stop you and all of a sudden become filled with the, you know, because they're all power hungry. They're all power mad. Those little TSA badges make them power hungry. They want to be able to do something. And when they catch you coming through security because you forgot something in your pocketbook or something in your briefcase or something in your coat pocket, you simply play into their hands, and you play into the left's hands also. But more than that, and let me read you this. So I want to just throw this disclaimer out there. Now, I'm going to cover this on today's program again. And I'm going to cover it in detail, and I'm going to tell you two personal stories that happened to me relative to this, and I can promise you that you will learn something from this. And that's the whole basis for this program, is to educate you. We educate each other on this show. And this is how and why it works the way it does. But I cannot let this go without going into detail and explaining this to you, so that I have to do this to make myself feel better, and I hope you appreciate that. Because I take what we do here very, very seriously, and I just simply can't let this go. And where I'm talking about here, the TSA blog, if you go to it, a number of news sites picked up on this. And as I said, we discussed it on the Monster Cast yesterday. That's fine. If you're a podcast listener or you heard it yesterday and you feel that you're above hearing this again, by all means, go ahead and turn the dial or cut off the device and go listen to something else. I have no problem with that, but this is too important to let this go. And if my email is any indication, and it is, we are going to go through this and take it as serious as you are. That's why I've gotten the emails I've gotten today. From the TSA blog on April 22nd, TSA Week in Review, a record-breaking 73 firearms discovered in carry-on bags this week, 68 loaded. Now, here's the controversial statement from the host. Well, of course they were loaded. I mean, if it wasn't loaded, it would say something like this. A record-breaking 73 hammers were discovered in carry-on bags. 68 had claws. Okay? Because an unloaded gun, quite frankly, you might as well be carrying around a hammer. Isn't going to do you any good. So, of course, the guns were loaded. But you see, this is the headline that we give them when we don't use our heads. We allow the TSA to do this. And then what happens? Every news organization in the world, because of guns in America and the sissy pansy, you know, leftist progressive socialist gun, ooh, pee my pants, go crazy. And they pick this stuff up and they use it against us. They make us look irresponsible. And this is absolutely preventable. So this is teaching moment 101. Again, we have to do this. But it is quite fascinating, actually. I think you'll enjoy the conversation, because I'm going to tell you some things today that I didn't cover with you on the Monster Cast yesterday. All right, but that's the headline. A record-breaking 73 firearms discovered in carry-on bags this week. And that's important. If you were listening yesterday, you know why. If not, I'll explain it in just a second. Carry-on bags this week, 68 loaded. Quoting from the TSA blog, and you can read this for yourself, blog.tsa.gov. It's right there for you. You can follow along with me if you're listening live. A record-breaking 73 firearms were discovered this week in carry-on bags around the nation. Of the 73 firearms discovered, 68 were loaded and 27 had a round in the chamber. Only 27 had a round in the chamber? Well, why do I say that? Because these were mistakes. There are not 27, I mean, there may be, don't get me wrong, but we're going to work under the assumption that these were mistakes. Even the TSA admits these people had, quote unquote, no ill intent. So if these people, the assumption is these people had no ill intent, why were there only 27 that had a chambered round? Why? That means only 27 people felt that they needed to have their gun ready to fire. Listen, if you're going to carry a concealed firearm, you want that concealed firearm to be ready to bark the moment you squeeze the trigger, not go click and go, oops, I need to rack the slide. It doesn't work that way. Okay? Now, again, that's working off the assumption, and as the TSA says, that people have no ill intent, and they don't. As I said yesterday on the Monster Cast, 90%, 99.9% of these people made a mistake, a stupid one, but they simply made a mistake. And the TSA actually recognizes that, but guess what? That's not going to stop them from destroying your life. And it will destroy your life. Why? Because you're a law-abiding citizen, and the last thing a law-abiding citizen wants is a run-in with our justice system. It frightens most people. It frightens all law-abiding people. More when we come back. We're going to cover this in great detail, so get out a pen and some paper and some, and learn some stuff, or take some notes. We'll be right back.
Grunt Style is a veteran-owned clothing retailer proudly supporting gun owners and the Second Amendment. The Grunt Style brand stands for pride. Grunt Style will never let the values this country was founded on be forgotten, never. If you are a patriot who believes in this country, Grunt Style is something for you. From graphic t-shirts to hoodies, polos, and business casual clothing, Grunt Style has the clothes that fit your lifestyle, allowing you to show your pride in yourself, your country, and the military. Check out GruntStyle.com for clothing that makes a statement.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today. Today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
At Klinger Holsters, our focus is deep concealment and a small footprint. Klinger Holsters patent-pending holsters conceal your handgun better because they pull the butt of your weapon in close to your body. Klinger Holsters' small footprint will take up less room inside your waistband. The holster's barely bigger than the gun itself, which helps with concealment. At Klinger Holsters, we use the perfect materials for concealment and durability. Our high-quality concealment Kydex holster start at just $19.99. Yep, $19.99. Klinger Holsters are available at KlingerHolsters.com.
Can't find a holster for your weapon or wearing on your gun again? Maybe your gun's falling out of your current holster. Well, my friends, check out MTR Custom Leather for your top-grain quality leather holsters handcrafted in the USA. MTR engineers holsters to accommodate lasers, lights, scopes, and high sights, from large frame revolvers to semi-automatic weapons. MTR also specializes in gun belts, mag, and speed loader pouches. Well, there's no surprise with leather products from MTR Custom Leather. Reach us at 336-879-2166 or visit us at MTRCustomLeather.com. Made with pride and real cowhide.
A lot of people search for that ultimate holster for comfort and concealment. The Urban Carry is an amazing new style of comfortable concealed holsters designed to flow with your body naturally. It keeps your firearm below your waistline and quickly deploys with the pull of the thin flap. The entire gun is protected, and there's no plastic or metal anywhere. Even with your shirt tucked in, the only thing visible is a small piece of leather to match your belt. Gun owners rate the Urban Carry as the most comfortable and most concealed IWB available today. You can order yours now at UrbanCarryHolsters.com.
Dean Adams Concealed Carry Corsets provide maximum concealment for every woman. Our comfortable functional holsters also serve as fashionable shapewear. Focused on comfort, safety, and fashion, we have multiple patent-pending designs perfect for today's gun owner. For your luxury concealed carry solutions, check out DeanAdams.com. Also, to find a location near you, that's DeneAdams.com. Or find us on Facebook at Dean Adams Official.
Whether you carry on or off body, the need for apparel and gear designed specifically to conceal a weapon is a necessity. Vertex offers low-profile apparel, bags, packs, and accessories. The apparel combines an array of functional features with fabrics that keep you cool and dry under pressure. With an everyday carry line of bags and packs, Vertex offers the fastest deployment of a firearm or rifle from a bag available on the market. Vertex is today's solution for low-profile apparel and gear for the prepared professional. Visit Vertex at VERTX.com.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Yes, it is. Back at you in the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Lots to talk with you about today. Did you get a pen and some paper? This is important stuff. It really, really, truly is. And I hate to see bad things happen to good people, but this is absolutely preventable. And it calls into question responsibility. Armed Americans, lawfully armed Americans, absolutely must be responsible. There is no room for error. None. None. The gun itself leaves no room for error. In a negligent discharge, you cannot stop the projectile. The gun is doing what it's designed to do. Fire when operated effectively. Cannot stop that action. Which is why we must follow all the rules of gun safety. And when it comes to flying with a firearm, there's just simply nothing more preventable than being that person that goes through security with a firearm through check security. How does it happen? A number of different reasons, really. Probably the number one reason it's happening today is because there are so many of you who are new to carrying a firearm. Maybe it's you. And you know, I got a theory here too. It's not just the newbie. Maybe you're that new person. Maybe this is new to you. But I also think it's that old crusty dude or old crusty gal who's been carrying a firearm for so long. It is second nature. They don't even think about it anymore. And look, I'm going to be honest with you. I kind of fall into that category. I carry my firearms in the most comfortable rig there is to me personally, and that's a Crossbreed Super Tuck. And I have carried that way for years. As a result of that, I'm very comfortable with my firearm. You tend to forget it's there. And when I say forget it's there, I don't mean forget mentally that it's there, but you tend not to feel it. It becomes second nature. It's like getting up and putting milk on your cereal if that's what you choose to eat in the morning. Or putting cream in your coffee if that's what you choose to do. You do it without thinking. It's like getting up and putting on your pants or your dress, or if you're Hillary Clinton, a pantsuit because you're Hillary Clinton. Every single day, forever. But it becomes second nature, and when the rig that you're wearing is so comfortable for you and you found the right combination, you tend to, you have to realize, you have to mentally alert yourself to the fact that you are in fact carrying that firearm, so that's why it happens. But as I said before we went to the break, or as we were exiting to the break, this ruins people's lives. You read a benign headline, a record breaker in 73 firearms discovered in carry-on bags this week, 68 loaded. Here's what it could say. A record-breaking 73 lives were destroyed this week because of boneheaded errors. You're afraid. You fear the justice system. You don't want to become a party. You don't want to become entangled in it. As a law-abiding person, you ever watch Hard Time on National Geographic Channel? Yeah, I have. I remember when I was a kid, Scared Straight, man, stuff. I remember watching that stuff, the original Scared Straight. Scared me to death. And I know people, as you probably do too, over the course of our lives that we meet, I moved all over the country, who have gone to prison or jail. I don't care if it's for one day. I don't want to meet that. I don't want to get caught up in that, and that's what will happen if you make this mistake. Okay? So I'm going to go over this with you again. It's very, very important. And this is coming from the TSA website. All right? Very, very important. Let me play this clip for you. This is called Traveling with Firearms from the TSA site. Now take a listen to this. You're going to hear some goofy music at the beginning. I don't have time to edit that out, but I want you to hear the whole thing. Take note of this. Very simple stuff. Then we'll start explaining it throughout the remainder of the broadcast. Here you go.
Securing your air travel is one of TSA's top goals. That's why it's important to always check for prohibited items before flying, especially firearms. Every year, TSA detects thousands of firearms and rounds of ammunition in carry-on bags. To avoid travel delays for you and other passengers, costly fines, and law enforcement action, pack all unloaded firearm and firearm parts in a locked, hard-sided container as checked baggage. Also, notify the airline during the ticket counter check-in process that your baggage contains a properly secured firearm. Firearm magazines and ammunition clips, whether loaded or empty, must be securely boxed or included in a hard-sided case with the firearm. Be sure to use all available lock tabs when securing your firearm. BB guns, airsoft, pellet guns, and starter pistols are not permitted in carry-on bags, but can be packed in checked baggage. For more information, visit TSA.gov.
All right, there you go. That kind of, how about that catchy tune, huh? And a kind of clown goofball music. Well, if you don't follow those recommendations or requirements, as they make it sound kind of fun, you know, it's easy, simple. I'm sure that's their goal. Hey, this isn't a difficult process, and it's not. I'm going to explain it to you in a second. But that little goofy music can turn to you're under arrest and charged with federal felonies. That would mortify you. That would destroy your life. Whether they told you a week later, okay, we were just kidding, or not, that week would be the worst week of your life. And the ramifications of that week would be felt for the remainder of your life. I don't care how old you are, if you're a law-abiding citizen. All right, so let's not get to that point. Now, you couldn't see the video, but it had the, you know, theater of the mind. It had the video shots of the people loading and unloading and doing all the things that they do. What is a hard-sided container? Let's start there. What is a hard-sided container? As I mentioned yesterday, that could be the box, okay? I'll just take a Glock. You buy a Glock, comes in the black box, right? Or Smith & Wesson comes in the blue box. I say box, it's a plastic box. Snaps open, you know the routine. Whatever gun you buy, you see them, you have them. Probably in a box in your attic if you've got a lot of handgun. Some of them have a hole drilled into the handle so that you can place your lock in it, as I discussed yesterday. Use it if that's your hard-sided container. You don't have to buy another one. Now, I don't like those for a reason, because those can be kind of pried open. Okay, yeah, they can be locked. But unlike you, I don't trust baggage handlers in Atlanta International Airport or any other airport for that matter. I don't care where it is. I don't trust anybody except myself and my family and some close friends. Even some of them might be questionable. You know who you are. I'm not on their payroll. They don't advertise on the show, but I'm going to tell you what it is because I've used it for years. I use Center of Mass Safe. In fact, the TSA actually shows one of those safes on here. They're very popular for traveling with firearms. Center-of-mass.com. 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 Check it out. And it has a key lock that only I have the key to. Now, when you come back from the break, I'm going to walk you through the whole process again. And then I'm going to tell you a couple very scary things that happened to me as I was going through security myself. Personal stories that I tell for your benefit. One of them wasn't my fault. The other one was. And I could have found myself in a whole lot of trouble. So, again, keep the pen and paper handy. Now that we've got everything set up for you, you heard the TSA goofy music thing. And the audio, we're going to walk you through the process. Very, very important. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense will be back right after this. Don't go away. I love these Crossbreed Holster Studios. And we're preparing for the Concealed Carry Expo coming up on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
As people who carry a gun for protection, you and I both know if we're ever forced to pull that trigger, you know your life will change instantly. Liberal prosecutors, bleeding heart juries, they'd love to make examples of people like you and me. And that's why I rely on the legal and financial backup plan with my membership in the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They have a guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense, helping you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy, bankruptcy court and home with your family if you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. So if you go to defendfamily.com right now, you can download this free concealed carry guide from my friends at the USCCA. Now, the guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life. Simply visit defendfamily.com, download your 100% free guide, defendfamily.com. Again, that's defendfamily.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
One of the few guns that fits comfortably in your pocket, the North American Arms Guardian 32 ACP is the perfect combination of small size, high quality, and great stopping power. Convenient, reliable, and very effective. North American Arms stands behind the Guardian 32 ACP with a lifetime warranty. With standard capacity of 6+1 rounds in a pistol less than 4 inches in length, the Guardian ACP ships with 2 magazines and offers an optional 10-round capacity extended magazine. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, USCCAOnAir.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website USCCAOnAir.com. USCCAOnAir.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting USCCAOnAir.com. Don't miss out.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Yeah, back in the Crossbreed Holster Studios with you. Time flies in this fastest hour of radio, so let's get right back to it. What is a hard-sided container? I was telling you about the center of mass, which is what I use. And it comes highly recommended. There's a number of different ones. You can use gun cases that you can buy at your local gun store, combination ones, or the carry cases maybe that you use, the combination or key ones that you take your firearms to the range in a range bag. Some of you carry that way. I don't. I carry mine generally holstered or in compartments in my range bag. I have that type of range bag. But that hard-sided case that you carry in will work. You can use either one, but I want my gun locked. And if you go and look at your Smith & Wesson box or your Glock box, you can easily pry that open even with a lock in there. It doesn't seem to hold it tight enough. I don't want that case, and I don't recommend you do that. I don't want somebody to be able to get in there and pry it open because, you know, well, I mean, TSA, nobody, no baggage handler would do that, would they? No, of course not. It's my luggage. That only happens to other people. You go on, you keep thinking that way. So that hard-sided container is important. Get a good quality one. Now, according to the TSA, this is federal regulation, TSA regulation, you're the only one that can have access to that. This is not a TSA-compliant lock. They don't have access to it. So here you come. Now, first things first, carry-on bags. That's what I said was important when we started talking about this. Here's my general rule. I want you to learn from me. This is what I do. I have lots of backpacks. I have lots of computer bags. Depending on where I'm going, where I'm traveling, will depend on what I'm actually carrying with me. Sometimes I have radio equipment in one pull-on carry-on bag and a backpack in another, etc. And I have several of those. I never, ever, 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 and I mean never, place one of my firearms in any bag that I ever use to carry on an airplane, because I'm human. Why would you put yourself in that habit? It only stands to reason that eventually you're going to forget and make that mistake, and that one mistake will destroy your life as a law-abiding citizen. You're going to meet Mr. Justice, and you don't want to do that. So eliminate it right out of the box. Never use any carry-on bag that you ever fly with, ever, to place a firearm. Don't use it to go to the range. Don't ever use your range bag as a carry-on bag. Don't be that moron. Separate the two. Rule number one. Rule number two, never trust yourself when it comes to this. I empty my carry-on bag, my backpack, every single night before I fly. I empty it. I go through every nook, every cranny, and make sure, okay, just make sure I don't have some loose round here. You know, you're carrying a Glock 17, 17 plus one. You got one in the pipe. You take the magazine out, it's full. Where's that extra round wind up? It always winds up in your pocket, okay? You find them. You know what I'm talking about. You probably got some in your bathroom drawers. You got some in the change thing over by your bed. You got them on the nightstand. They're everywhere. That's a whole other show. That's why I don't carry that one in the pipe. 17 rounds is plenty for me. I don't put the 17 plus one because I'm human. And when you got to clean the Glock, you got to pull the trigger. I never want to look at that magazine, make that brain fart and go, oh, the magazine's full, and then pull the trigger. Don't want to do it. So I always know. It's just my own personal pet peeve. Don't knock me for it. If you don't like it, you want to call me a wimp, go ahead and do it. Half at it. Couldn't care less what you think. That's what I do to keep me safe, and it works for me. Take the advice or don't. It's entirely up to you. You do what makes you feel comfortable. But I digress. So now we've got the carry-on bag taken care of. There's nothing in it, and I know that. Now I move to my locked container. Empty my handgun. Double, triple, quadruple check it. Make sure there's nothing in it. Empty the magazine. I place a magazine into the firearm. Pull the slide back and lock it. Then I will bring another magazine. I will lay both of them down, the gun with the magazine, empty magazine inserted, and an empty magazine in it. I will close the locked container. I will lock it. I add that key to my keychain for my car, which will always come with me, right? And I also put the TSA lock. I also have now a combination lock that works great, so I don't have to worry about another key, just one extra thing to worry about. But I have one of those blue TSA locks, because you're going to also lock your luggage bag. Now we get to the airport. We have all of our stuff put in it. I use the center of mass. It comes with a long cable. I take the cable and I wrap it around one of the posts for the pull-up thing, okay? Inside the suitcase. Hang it out over the side. Pack my bag and then bring it back in and put the case right on top of all my clothes. So there's my firearm right on top. It's basically hanging inside when I lift up my thing and wheel it around. You follow me? You got that visual? Ammunition. Now, most people don't realize this, and the TSA isn't going to tell you this, but ammunition does not have to be declared in your checked baggage. Ammunition does not have to be declared in your checked baggage. And remember, you can only carry a firearm and ammunition in your checked baggage. You made sure your carry-on bag was clean as a whistle. Now you move to your checked bag. Locked hard-sided container. Ammunition can ride in the bag with the firearm, but it must be in a separate container away from the firearm. And it must be in a container designed to carry ammunition. What does that mean? The box of the ammo came in. You're fine. If it's loose because you're getting in and out of it, tape it shut. No big deal. And you can place that box of ammunition inside your clothes. I wedge it inside one of the, you know, in between like a pair of jeans or a shirt or something, or inside one of the zip pouches inside, depending on what suitcase I'm checking in. But ammunition doesn't, in and of itself, it's the firearm that has to be declared. The airline will ask you whether or not you want to do it. You let them know you have ammo in the bag. Now, I was Now we go to the, let's go to the airline itself. You get to the airline, you go to the ticket counter. Yes, you got to go to the ticket counter. Hi, how are you? Where are you flying today? Assuming you have a friendly ticket gate agent. All right. How you doing? Where are you flying? Oh, I'm flying to Philadelphia. Here's my ticket. I've already got a boarding pass. I'm checking one bag today, and I am traveling with a firearm in my checked bag. They don't blink. They see this all day long. This is nothing new. You are not special. Lay the suitcase down, unlock it, unzip it, flip it open, show them the locked container. Some agents will want to see in the container. Some will not. Doesn't matter. It's okay. I always like seeing the looks on other people's faces at the little aisle next to me when I open it up and they see a firearm and they're like, oh, guy's got a gun. It's a great way to educate people. Yeah, you actually can travel with a firearm. You're not violating any laws. So what happens next? They're going to give you a little card. Depending on the airline, it's usually an orange card. Southwest uses something different. I don't fly them anymore, so it doesn't matter. They give you an orange card. You sign it under penalties of perjury that your firearm is unloaded. You place that on top of your garments, on top of the bag, or inside the bag, on top of the container. And you close the bag, zip it, and lock it with the TSA lock. One of two things is going to happen now. They're going to hand you back your driver's license. They're going to hand you back your ticket, your boarding pass, whatever the case may be. They are either going to ask you if you know where to go, or they're going to walk you to it, with the bag, and walk with you to the TSA, where the TSA is now going to screen that bag in your presence. At the Atlanta Hartsfield-Jackson Airport, we go by ourselves over to the oversized baggage, walk over. TSA sees you're coming with a firearm because your bag isn't oversized, so they know it's a firearm. You'll walk up and say, hi, I have a firearm in the bag. Hand it to them. You will open the bag. They will open the bag in your presence. They don't want to open the container. It's locked. They don't want to touch it. They will swab the inside of your bag, make sure there's no bombs or anything in there, because, you know, law-abiding gun owners build bombs too, I guess. They will see that there's nothing wrong with it. They will close the bag. They will zip it up. You will place the lock back on the bag, and you will be on your way. They will take your bag from there. There are no indicators on the bag whatsoever that you are, in fact, carrying a firearm, because that would be what? Hey, as you're going through, you know, those baggage handlers that would never take any of your stuff, see an orange thing that says firearm in the bag, that might become a target for theft, wouldn't it? There are nothing on the bag. There's nothing on the bag to let anyone know that there's a firearm in it. You go to your destination, pick up your bag as usual, and off you go. It's that simple. Now, when we come back, I want to tell you a couple of those stories now that we've got that out of the way. You will then, after you do that, you will then go through security and to your gates with the bags that you checked before you left that you made double, triple, quadruple sure had nothing in them that would get you in any trouble. Now you can fly comfortably. How long does that whole process take, Mark? Depending on the airline and where you're at and what your status is with the airline, add an extra half hour, 45 minutes at the airport. You're going to be fine. The process itself, once you get to the line, takes only 5 minutes. It's getting to the line you got to worry about. We'll be right back.
Join us for the second annual Concealed Carry Expo, April 29th to May 1st at the Georgia International Convention Center in Atlanta. Test new guns at the live fire range. Attend tactical training and seminars, all presented by world-class trainers. Shop among more than 70 vendors. Enjoy Saturday evening's fashion show. I'll be emceeing it. Expo hours, Friday 3 to 7, Saturday 9 to 6, Sunday 10 to 4 at Atlanta's GICC. Visit ConcealedCarryExpo.com for more information. Don't forget to use ticket code AAR30 to save $4 on admission.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear. And nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
I'm just as good as these guys. When will I get my chance to prove it?
Your chance is now. American Marksman is a nationwide series of target shooting competitions designed to give you your big break. Think you've got what it takes to take home $50,000? Visit ammarksman.com to register today. That's ammarksman.com. American Marksman, are you the one?
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The nation's only event dedicated to concealed carry is coming to Atlanta. Attend the USCCA Concealed Carry Expo April 29th through May 1st. Shop for gear. Learn defensive skills from world-class trainers. Shoot new pistols. See the latest trends at the Concealed Carry Fashion Show on Saturday night. I'll be emceeing the event. Come to the Concealed Carry Expo April 29th through May 1st at the Georgia International Convention Center in Atlanta. Learn more at ConcealedCarryExpo.com. That's ConcealedCarryExpo.com.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Sitting in the Crossbreed Holster Studios with you, I want to clarify one thing for you, not to be any confusion. We're talking about ammunition. I'll go right to the code for you here, Code of Federal Regulations. Small arms ammunition for personal use carried by a crew member or passenger in checked baggage only if securely packed in boxes or other packaging specifically designed to carry small amounts of ammunition. Ammunition clips and magazines must also be securely boxed. It doesn't say you have to declare ammunition. Here's my recommendation to you. Declare it anyway. Just be safe. Declare that it's in there. I have traveled countless times with empty magazines and holstered in my checked baggage without declaring it ever. It's the firearm that has to be declared. Now, I'm going to tell you a personal story, something that happened to me. I used to fly Airtran a lot. And that was long before Southwest screwed up everything and bought them and turned it into Southwest and got rid of everything that made Airtran fun to fly. I guess you tell how I feel. But I couldn't even tell you. Some of the ticket agents up there knew me by name. I was back on Friday and back again on Monday and flying out. Hi, Mr. Walters, how you doing? That kind of thing for quite some time. And all of a sudden, Airtran, and it was out of the blue, began making you carry a second bag if you had ammunition. They would not allow ammunition to fly in the same bag with the firearm. That was not federal TSA policy. That was their policy as an airline. And it used to drive the TSA bag screeners over there in Atlanta crazy because they couldn't understand why, but it was their policy. So So you could either take the ammunition out of your bag and run it back to your car. Now, one of the guys there when it first happened was nice enough that he boxed it for me and ran it as a second bag for me. But it was ridiculous. So I either had to borrow ammo when I got where I was at, or I had to take back, you know, that whole deal. So I literally had to put two checked-in bags. It was crazy. Some of you may remember that. And I went back over to the TSA guy. I had seen the guy like three times in a week, and I was checking in a firearm each time. And the guy said to me, he says, you know what? He says, only the firearm has to be declared by federal law, and he winked at me. So I knew exactly what he was talking about. So the following week on a flight back, I thought, you know what? He's right about that. So I declared the firearm in my bag. Nobody asked me when I was at the ticket counter whether I had ammunition in the bag. Some do, some don't. I declared the firearm. That's what the card is for. You are stating under penalties of perjury that the firearm is unloaded and you've signed it. And it goes in your bag. She didn't ask. I had ammunition in the bag. It was AirTran. It was against their policy, but it wasn't against federal law to transport. The TSA screeners didn't. They couldn't care less. You weren't violating the law. Half of them don't ask you who you're flying anyway. And most of them, none of them do. So I declared the firearm, and the woman behind the counter took my bag. I said, no, why are you taking my bag? She goes, oh, we have a new procedure. We take bags here. I said, you don't take bags with firearms. I have to take it over here to oversized baggage, and they have to screen it. She says, no, we do that here now. I said, no, you don't. I just did this yesterday, and I've been doing it for years. No, you don't. I want to speak to a supervisor. So a supervisor came out. And remember, I didn't declare the ammo that was in the bag because I didn't want to take two bags. But the firearm was properly, lawfully declared. So the manager came over. I said, look, this is not the procedure. I've been doing this for years. This is not my first travel with a firearm rodeo. He said, oh, no, you're okay, Mr. Walters. He says, we have a new procedure here. I said, I was just here hours ago. You don't. And he said, you'll be fine. We'll take the bag from here. You've declared the firearm. It's all good. You have the card inside, right? I said, yeah, it's cards inside. I went downstairs, got on the tram. I was sitting somewhere having some breakfast when I hear over the intercom,
would AirTran traveler Mark Walters please report to gate C-16 or the nearest courtesy phone, please?
I said, there we go. I knew it. And what happens? I got a box of ammo in there that I didn't declare to AirTran. They didn't ask me for it, and it's not against the law to carry it in the same bag. I thought, oh, great, they found my ammo. Now I'm in trouble. So I go over to the AirTran thing at Atlantis, gate C-16 at the time. There's a couple cops and an AirTran representative. And I said, what's the problem? And the AirTran representative says, Mr. Walters, did you forget to declare something in your bag? I said, I did not forget to declare anything in my bag. She said, you didn't forget to declare a firearm? I said, no, I did not forget to declare a firearm. And they walked me. Fortunately, I had enough time. They walked me up, back out through security, got me back on the train, and carried me back up there and made me wait outside TSA. And it turns out that they had evacuated TSA. And the whole time I'm thinking, oh, my God, they found this ammo in my bag. They're evacuating TSA checkpoint because of me. Well, it wasn't. Somebody had a canister of something that had gone off in there. It was some type of pepper spray or OC or something that had gone off, and they had evacuated it out of an abundance of caution. They came back, and I said, look, here's my car key. Here's my key for the thing. They took it, came back about 15 minutes later, kept me under guard at the bottom of the escalator, came back and apologized to me profusely when they went through my bag and found the declared deal and confirmed with the ticket counter that they made a mistake by not forcing me. See, you see what happened was the AirTran baggage handler didn't, or a ticket agent didn't have a clue what was happening. They just took my bag and ran it through when it was supposed to go through TSA clearance, as I told them it was supposed to go through. And let me tell you something. They were ready to take me down before they realized it was somebody's mistake. Now, I hope somebody didn't lose their job over it, but I wouldn't have lost any sleep over it. And I told those employees, both of them, you're wrong. And I got all kinds of free stuff from airline. But nobody said a word to me about the ammunition in the bag. Why? Because when the TSA people looked at it, it wasn't against the law, and it isn't against the law to carry ammunition in the bag. That was AirTran's policy, not TSA federal requirement. AirTran eventually changed those policies and got themselves in line with other major airlines, and then got bought out by Southwest. But I got to tell you, I was a little nervous there for a bit. And as a law-abiding citizen, I thought, oh, no. So here's my advice to you. Check your bag, as I told you to do, with the hard-sided container properly. You can go to TSA.gov and find all the information you want under the traveler's heading, and I advise you to do that. Declare your ammunition. Declare your firearm. And have a great trip. It's real simple. One more piece of advice. Never, ever, ever approach a checkpoint, ever, without having made sure your carry-on bag is cleared. Never do it. And never place any firearms or ammunition ever anywhere near baggage that you use to check into an airplane with. Ever. That one stray round can land you in big-time trouble. That one boneheaded mistake can cost you tens of thousands of dollars, can cost you your freedom, and make you an example of the progressive left. Don't be that person. Again, if you have any questions, please feel free to email me, mark@armedamericanradio.org. Now, I got to tell you, CCW Expo, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I'll be showing up over there in Atlanta on Thursday this week. ConcealedCarryExpo.com. Make sure to be there. ConcealedCarryExpo.com. The reason I told you all about this flying thing, a lot of you are flying in. Take the necessary steps to do it and do it the right way. You aren't going to land yourself in any trouble. It's no different than flying with any other product. It's legal to do. Just make sure you follow the proper procedure. Everything I've told you is outlined at TSA.gov, and I hope to see you at the Concealed Carry Expo. Visit ConcealedCarryExpo.com for more information. That is happening Friday and Saturday. Remember, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I'm Mark Walters. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. If you do, make sure there's never a gun-free zone wherever you are. And if you're flying, make sure you follow the rules. It's real easy to do. We'll see you tomorrow.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.